This is the I'm a Lutheran column featuring Lonnie Whitford Taylor. She attends Our Savior Lutheran Church, Rocky Boys Indian Reservation in Montana. She's an emergency medical technician and member of the Chippewa Cree Council of Rocky Boy and of the ELCA Church Council. She says, I've been the church council president of Our Savior for 7 years. One thing I'm very proud of is that we're housing a Cree language revitalization program. There are 9 trainees and 2 instructors, and one of the instructors is my paternal grandmother, Pearl. One of my younger brothers is the program's director. It started in February, and after 14 months, the trainees will be fluent in Cree. Those are prayers answered from our ancestors. When our tribal leaders and elders helped build this log chapel, they had intentions, prayers, and hopes that our language would carry on. And now, in this day, our language is being housed in the mission. Our congregation is really small, but the community knows we are there, and they can rely on our church for different things. To me, our congregation is our community, even though they don't all come to church every Sunday. We have lots of our ceremonies at the church, and our community members utilize prayer services. I believe we all pray to the same Creator, the same God. One of my earliest church memories is going to church with great-grandma Minnie. I remember looking up at her at the little log chapel. She was a very calm, kind, and generous lady. She would take trips with the women of the ELCA, and I remember wanting to be like her and to travel to new places, too. I think being an EMT goes hand in hand with my faith. Almost every time you go out on a call, you're praying all the way to the scene, praying the whole time you're driving to the hospital, and even after you leave, those prayers are on your mind. You have to have faith in those prayers and in our Creator. I think my faith helped me to have a strong mind and a strong heart to be able to work that kind of job. A big part of my family's life is powwows and traveling to and from them. I'm a jingle dress dancer, and my daughter Gigi is a fancy shawl dancer. I've been doing this since I was about 7 or 8 years old, and my daughter has since she was able to walk. My dad dances, and so do my brothers and their children, too. It's an important part of our lives. I've witnessed God's presence in my life the most through becoming and being a mom. The main things I pray for are my family and our language. I was always taught that family comes first. I was raised that way, thankfully. I'm always praying for my family and extended family. I really like being on the ELCA Church Council because of all the different individuals I've been able to meet and become friends with. There are so many prayerful individuals I've gotten to know, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm also thankful for being able to learn from Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton and the other council leaders. They're faithful and open to listening. I hope that we can have more people from younger generations be involved in our church, locally, nationally, and globally. I'm a Lutheran because of what I learned from my grandmas and my great-grandmothers, from their faith lives, prayers, beliefs, and teachings. Because of them, I know the Creator is with me and leading me.